Hello, everyone, and welcome to Colbún's first quarter 2018 earnings review. My name is Sebastián Moraga. I am the CFO of the company, and joining me today are Miguel Alarcón, our Deputy CFO, and Verónica Pubill and Soledad Errázuriz, members of the investor relations team. I hope that you have received our first quarter 2018 earnings report and an earnings review presentation that we have prepared to complement the analysis of our figures. Otherwise, you can download them at the investors section of our website. Agenda for today on slide two is as follows. We will begin talking about the highlights of the quarter to then analyze in detail the quarter's results, and after that, we will provide an update on our growth opportunities. Following the presentation, there will be time to participate in a Q&A session. Now, please go to slide number three to review the key facts of the quarter. First, in terms of growth activities, in March 2018, Colbún reached an agreement with First Solar to acquire a PV solar energy project under development, which is part of the company's strategy to increase the share of renewable energy projects from variable sources in its generation mix. The project acquired corresponds to the photovoltaic park Sol de Tarapacá, located in Pozo Almonte's municipality, Tarapacá region, which considers a nominal power of 150 MW. On April 27, 2018, our shareholders meeting approved a total dividend of $271 million, amounting a distribution of 100% of the net income for 2017. Now, please go to slide number four to review the main consolidated figures of the company. Consolidated EBITDA last 12 months for this quarter reached $701 million, and net income reached $293 million. As of March 2018, financial investments totaled $881 million, increasing 9% compared to the balance as of December 2017, mainly explained by cash inflows from our operational activities. On its part, net debt to EBITDA ratio decreased from 1.2 to 1.1 times, closing in March 2018, and the average long-term financial debt interest rate is today 5%. Now I will turn to Verónica, who will speak about the main drivers of last year's results.
Thank you, Sebastián, and hello to everyone. Please move to slide six for a review of the main figures of the year, starting with a physical sales and generation balance analysis in Chile. Total generation of the period increased by 8% compared to first quarter 2017, reaching 3.5 TWh, mainly explained by the higher hydrologic generation, partially offset by a decrease in natural gas and diesel generation. Physical sales during the quarter reached 3.4 TWh, increasing by 10% compared to the same period of the previous year, mainly explained by higher sales to unregulated customers and sales in the spot market, partially offset by lower withdrawals from regulated customers. Spot market balance during the quarter recorded net sales for 525 GWh, compared with net sales for 356 GWh in the first quarter of 2017. During the quarter, 100% of the company's commercial commitments were supplied with cost-efficient base load generation. Now, please continue to slide seven to analyze Chile's EBITDA for the quarter. First, revenues for this quarter reached $354 million, increasing 6% compared to the first quarter of the previous year, mainly explained by higher, first, sales to unregulated customers, second, energy and capacity sales in the spot market, and third, hydro generation. The higher revenues were partially offset by lower sales to regulated customers and lower revenues from transmission tolls due to the change in methodology in the collection of these tolls, which, as of January 2018, are paid directly to the owner of the transmission facilities. Raw materials and consumables used increased by 4% in the quarter, mainly explained by higher cost of gas and coal consumption. The higher cost of the quarter were partially offset by lower diesel consumption. With all, EBITDA increased by 7%, reaching and $54 million as of March 2018. Now, please continue to slide 8 for a review of the main financial figures of Fenix, starting with a physical sales and generation balance analysis. Fenix thermal gas power generation reached 605 gigawatt-hours during the quarter, decreasing by 15% compared to 715 gigawatt-hours in the same period of the previous year. The lower generation is mainly explained by the lower availability of the power plant, mainly due to a longer annual major maintenance. Physical withdrawals from customers under contract during this quarter reached 754 gigawatt-hours, 13% higher compared to the first quarter of the previous year, mainly due to the beginning of bilateral supply contracts and higher withdrawals of customers under contract. Spot market balance recorded net purchases of 154 gigawatt-hours in the quarter versus net sales for 26 gigawatt-hours in the same quarter from the previous year. Now, please continue to slide 9 to analyze Fenix EBITDA for the period. First, revenues during the quarter reached $53 million, increasing by 11% compared to the previous year, mainly explained by higher sales to unregulated customers due to the beginning of bilateral supply contracts, partially offset by lower sales to regulated customers. Raw materials and consumables used increased 19% compared to the same quarter from the previous year, mainly explained by the increase in energy and capacity purchases in the spot market as a result of the extended major annual maintenance compared to the first quarter 2017 at a higher marginal cost due to the failure occurred in the TGP gas pipeline in February 2018. And second, other operating costs resulting from a payment component that was previously recorded as energy and capacity purchases. And third, as of January 2018, due to the regulatory changes, is recorded as other operating costs. The higher costs were partially offset by lower gas consumption due to the lower generation of the quarter. With all, Fenix EBITDA totalized $10 million, lower than the EBITDA of $11 million recorded last year. Now let's move to slide number 10 for the consolidated non-operating income and net income analysis. Non-operating income recorded losses of $17 million, which compares positively with the loss of $21 million in the first quarter of 2017. The lower loss in the quarter is mainly explained by, first, an increase registered in the line profit of companies accounted for using the equity method as a result of revaluations of lands owned by Hydroisen due to its accounting at liquidation value. And second, higher financial income due to a greater balance in cash and cash equivalents and higher rates of return on investments on these cash surpluses. These effects were partially offset by the negative impact on the variation of the Chilean peso to U.S. dollars exchange rate over temporary balance accounts in local currency during the quarter. Tax expenses amounted to $24 million, which compares with a tax expense of $14 million in first quarter 2017. The higher tax expense is mainly explained by, first, the higher profit before tax of the quarter in Chile, second, the increase in the income tax rate from 25.5% to 27% in Chile, and third, the profit registered in first quarter 2017 in Peru as a result of the appreciation of the Peruvian sol during the period and an effect that does not occur in first quarter 2018. The company recorded in first quarter 2018 a net income of $64 million, higher than the net income of $61 million of first quarter 2017. The higher profit is mainly explained by the increase in EBITDA recorded during the quarter. Now, continuing with this conference call, please go to slide number 12, where Sebastian will give you an update on the status of our growth opportunities.
Thank you, Veronica. As we have mentioned before, we continue searching for growth opportunities in Chile, Peru, Colombia, and Argentina in order to maintain a leading position in the power generation business and to diversify our sources of income. Regarding our growth opportunities in Chile, we have focused our growth in renewables, that's hydro, solar, and wind, based on three pillars. First, developing a pipeline of projects. Although the power market is balanced in terms of efficient supply and demand, in a scenario of low growth in power demand and a significant pipeline of renewable projects, our goal is to maintain a relevant position in the sector, for which it is very important to have a diversified portfolio of projects, both in terms of technology and location. For more details on this slide, you can see the list of our current portfolio of projects, or please refer to the latest earnings report available at our website. 2. Acquiring energy from third parties. In this context, we have signed contracts with Acciona for 95 gigawatt-hour year and with Total Sun Power for 500 gigawatt-hour year. 3rd, finally, as a third pillar, the company does not rule out the purchase of renewable assets in operation. With this, we are concluding Colbún's first quarter 2018 results review. Thank you for listening, and now we are open to answer your questions.